to be so kind as to bring it up.
Pledge to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to announce that although it was posted within the meeting room, I want to advise those persons attending tonight's meeting that it is and has been the policy of the Township of Derry to take record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. I'd also like to announce that the Board of Supervisors met in executive session prior to tonight's meeting to discuss legal and personnel matters. If I could have a roll call, please, Joe.
Member Rick Zamuda?
Here.
Member Susan Court?
Here.
Member Matt Weir?
Here.
Member Justin Engel?
Here.
Chairman Mark Moyer?
Here. Ms. Cog, I'd like to invite the public to offer their comments. If anyone wishes to address the Board of Supervisors, please approach the podium. Please state your name and address. And if you'd be so kind as to try to limit your comments to 3 minutes or less, it would be greatly appreciated. Having no takers, we'll proceed to our agenda, more particularly the reorganization. Item number 8-1. Page through here. It's a thick packet I have. Now I'll entertain a motion from the board for a slate of leadership consisting of Susan Court as chairman, vice chairman Justin Engel, township secretary Rick Zamuda, township assistant secretary Matthew Weir, township treasurer Chrisman, and Township Solicitor being John Yost, and Township Engineer HRNG.
Were you looking for a motion, or you were
asked? I'll look for a motion.
Okay. I'll make that motion.
Moved by Mr. Engel, seconded by Mr. Zamuda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that motion carries unanimously. I will, at this time, turn the gavel over to my colleague, Susan Court.
Give us a minute. We have a lot of papers to shuffle here, and we're not going very far. Thank you very much. And I'd like to thank Mark for his service as chairman. As you're about to find out, it's not an easy job to keep these meetings running. So, Mark, thank you for all you've done to keep us straight this last year.
I wouldn't go that far, but I appreciate it.
All right. Next item. We adopted that resolution, so we're good to move on. Okay. No, we didn't do that last year, so just making sure. The next item for our consideration is the appointment of an emergency management coordinator and two deputy coordinators for 1 year terms with the emergency management agency. And we're doing these next several by ballot. And I would ask the board at this point just to mark an X next to the candidates' names. Chris, do I need to read the names out loud, or just we just mark them?
I would at this point, there's just three. I would just announce.
Yeah. Just announce and read through. Yeah. Okay. The candidates are Lieutenant Tim Roach as coordinator, Sergeant Steve Beard as deputy coordinator, and Todd Caviello as deputy coordinator. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. So you don't need these ballots then, Chris, unless there's actual votes. Next item, establishment of the manager's bond limit resolution 1570. Be it resolved and enacted and hereby resolved and enacted by the Board of Supervisors of the Township of Derry, Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, that the bond limit for the township manager and treasurer should not be less than $1.5 million for the year 2019. I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries. Next one, appointment D1 of a delegate and an alternate delegate to the state convention, resolution 1571. And I would like to make the motion that Matt Weir be the delegate and Chris Crispin serve as the alternate delegate. Do I have a second to that?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Weir is the second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. E1. Selection of depositories for township funds, resolution number 1572. This is to certify that Chris Christman has been duly appointed treasurer of the Township of Derry. I'll make that motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mark. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed to that? Chris, you're stuck with that, I think. The next item on the agenda, F1, the naming of monies to be paid to the Hershey Firemen's Relief Association for the year 2019, Resolution 1573. And this is the result in an act that the Township of Derry will pay over to the Hershey Firemen's Relief Association all monies received from the foreign fire insurance tax for the year 2019. And I'll make that motion to pass F1. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Zamuna. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? That motion carries. All right. G1, appointment of one member to the vacancy board for a one-year term. This is the expired term of Christine Taylor Brand. This is ballot number 2. And given the fact Christine has offered to do this again, I think we'll just make the motion to reappoint her to the vacancy board.
I'll
second. Seconded by Mark. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And Christine is hereby appointed to the vacancy board for another one-year term. This is item number H1 through 13, appointment of one member to the Planning Commission for a four-year term. This is the expired term of Tom Wilson, and this is ballot 3. And because we have several candidates, I think in this case we should mark it and pass it down to Chris. So if board members could do that, please, and pass that down.
Will be reappointed to a four-year term.
Great. Thank you very much, Tom Wilson. Thank you. And we don't need to make the motion in that case because we filled out the ballots, and that's okay, perfect. Next item, I-1, appointment of two members to the Uniform Construction Code Appeals Board for five-year terms. These are the expired terms of Don Santos Stefano and Daniel Loria. This is ballot 4, but in this case, again, there are two names for the two positions, both people that have expressed an interest in serving again. So I'll just make the motion that we reappoint Don and Daniel to the UCC Appeals Board. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And those two gentlemen are reappointed. Now we've got item J1-7. This is appointment of one member of the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board for a five-year term. This is the expired term of Robert Wilhite. And Madeline, I'll put you on the spot. How many years has he served?
30
years. So
30 years.
Our hats off to him for serving on the committee for that long. We have several candidates. I'm going to ask the board at this point to please mark their choice and pass the ballots down to Chris.
Madam Chair, I'd like to report that Mike Corrado has been appointed to the five-year term for the Park and Recreation Advisory Board.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda, items K1 through 10, appointment of two members to the Board of Library Directors for three-year terms. These are the expired terms of Leanne Dornberger and Jeffrey Kraut. This is ballots 6 and 7. So, board members, if you could please select two people. This is K1. We probably have 150 pieces of paper up here, so we can't keep it straight.
Okay.
Two. Well, Chris is adding these out. I do want to mention before I forget that on behalf of the whole board, we are very thankful for the interest of this community in serving on our various committees. I only wish we had more spots or more committees because we have some really qualified, passionate people in our community. And I promise that if you've not been asked to serve in some capacity tonight, we'll get with you quickly because we have many ways in which you can serve our community outside of these committees. And we want to make sure we're putting everybody's skills and talents to use. So thanks in advance for everybody who took the time to apply.
There's always grass to be mowed.
Madam Chair, I'd like to report that the two members appointed to the Board of Library Directors for three-year terms are Leanne Dornberger and Jordan Gailey.
Thank you, Mr. Christman. Next item on the agenda, L1 through 10, appointment of one member to the Zoning Hearing Board for a five-year term. This is the expired term of Michael Kushner. This is ballot 8, L1. Please select one member and pass your ballot down, please.
Chair, I'd like to report that Lindsay Drew is being appointed as to the Zoning Hearing Board for 1 5-year term.
Thank you, Mr. Christman. Next item is M1, appointment of two existing members to the Downtown Core Design Board for an additional 4 years, members Pam Moore and Andy Bowman. The appointments last year should have been for 5 years, so we are correcting that. And also the appointment of one member for a 3-year term, which is the unexpired term of Jennifer Hartman. So I'll make the motion that we appoint Pam and Andy for 4 remaining years and appoint Matt Luttrell to the remaining 3 years of Jennifer Hartman's term. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Everybody second. Mr. Weary gets the second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? That motion carries. All right, next one, M1, appointment of one member to the Police Pension Advisory Board for a 1-year term, the expired term of Lou Verdelli, and Lou has expressed an interest in serving again, so I'll make the motion that we reappoint Lou to the Police Pension Advisory Board. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thanks, Mark. Mr. Moyer, second that. All those in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries. All right, O1 through 7. Appointment of one member to the General Authority for a 2-year term. And this is ballot number 9. If you could select one of the candidates and pass that down, please.
Claypool has been appointed to the vacant term to expire 12/31/20 to the General Authority.
Thank you very much. And item P1 through 7, appointment for two members to the Municipal Authority for 5-year terms. These are the expired terms of Michael Corrado and Michael Postick, ballot 10 and 11. Ballots down, please.
support that Michael Postick and Charles Duncan have been appointed to the Municipal Authority Board for 5 years.
Thank you. I know Mr. Duncan had served before and had to leave us to serve his country, and we are very happy to have him back to continue his service for DTMA. Next item on the agenda, Q1 through 7, appointment of one member to the Tax Collector Association for a 3-year term. This is the expired term of Richard Polignoni. That is ballot number 12. Richard has served for a long time, too, hasn't he?
30 years,
goodness. And I think the only reason he's leaving us is he's moving away, so.
Continue and Rick step in to fill my spot. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And then that motion carries as well. And now we've got the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Board of Library Directors for a 3-year term. This is Mark's expired term, but Mark, you seem comfortable in that role. I'd like to suggest and make the motion that you continue on the Library Board of Directors. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And then we've got AA1, appointment of one member of staff to the Capital Region Council of Governments for a 1-year expired term of Tom Clark, and a one member of the Board of Supervisors as an alternate, which is my expired term. But I'd like to make the motion that we reappoint Tom and that we appoint Chris as the alternate. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right. All those appointments are actually done. I'm going to take a big breath now. All right, next, on to the adoption of the Board of Supervisor meeting minutes from the December 18th meeting. And Mark caught something on here on page 5 of 8, because Rick was actually not present at that meeting. So Resolution 1576, reimbursement fee schedule rates. It says the motion carried 5-0. Even though you're with us in spirit, Rick, it was really shuffled 4-0. So thank you for making the correction. Are there any other changes to the minutes from December 18th? Hearing none, I'll make the motion that we approve the minutes with that correction on page 5 of 8. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And that motion carries. On to new business. This is A1 through 20, consideration of a proposal from Griffin Stevens and Lee Consulting to provide state funding for procurement services for the Hershey Community Center project.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Woman.
As you're all aware, we're going to be looking at several different state grants to help move forward with the community center project. We've discussed engaging Griffin Stevens and Lee to help provide consulting services. Majority of their work is going to be focused on actually moving applications forward after they've been submitted. If we engage them, they would only be paid upon notification of award, at which time we would be responsible for 10%. The length of their engagement is supposed to be 2 years, 4 months. And given current funding rounds, which some applications RACPs do at the end of the month, we would need to engage them tonight so we could set up a meeting and get things moving.
Laura, just as a little background, can you explain how firms like this have helped other municipalities? Because some people probably don't understand how these monies are actually gotten from the state.
Sure. A lot of it is relationship-based. I think when it comes to Griffin, you know, they bring a wide range of expertise, so they're also going to be helpful in a lot of the strategy development. Anytime you look at a project at this scale, it's really a matter of how you break it down to approach different programs so that we're able to structure competitive applications in a way that's meaningful for the different organizations and also consider how they work together.
And they have experience working with municipalities. They have, in fact, I think they've recently worked with Lititz in helping to find funding for their people as well.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they typically engage 2 to 3 municipal clients a year for these services. Last year, they were focused in working with Lititz and also East Lampeter Township, East or West, I believe East Lampeter in Lancaster County.
Anyone have any questions for Lauren? I know we've all had a chance to review, but I know a few people have some questions regarding the contract.
It is for 10% of whatever funds are materialized. Is that correct?
Specific to this project. So we wouldn't be using them blanket across the board for all projects. And it would also only be for funding sources that they identify for us. And if we would pursue those within the 2-year time frame.
Okay. And I think you and I have spoken, and I've spoken to the members of the board, that it's my understanding there's been a revised agreement provided to Mr. Yost for his review, and I think it's still under review. I did express some concern about the in indemnification and agreed to defend proposition of that contract in terms of not being fully aware of what precisely would conduct malfeasance that we'd be indemnifying this organization for or possibly defending them over. I guess the council will take a look at that and make sure that we're on all fours with that to not cause the township to incur unreasonable risk associated with this.
Correct. And after our conversations, it's my understanding, and after they were able to speak with Solicitor Yost over the weekend, they have removed that section entirely from the proposal. So if John is comfortable with the content,
I wasn't aware of that. So.
Sure, yeah, no, that's fine. I would be comfortable moving
forward. Yeah, because you didn't
get a chance to look at it yet, correct?
The entire indemnification.
They took that section out. Yeah, yeah. I think in my discussions with them, you know, they're really willing to work with us in terms of trying to structure a proposal on a contract that's meaningful and makes sense.
Yeah.
I know we also talked a little bit about deliverables, too, in terms of identification of resources. You know, that will likely happen pretty quickly after we meet with them the first time. But if we'd want to see a 30-day request for that, you know, that's something that they would entertain as well.
Very well. And I also expressed a concern over whether or not we can agree to a contingency fee arrangement for RACP funds, and I'm not sure whether or not that's from the support or not, so that's the issue that our solicitor could also take a look at.
That was something that I believe they were discussing as well.
Okay.
So, if John's comfortable with it.
Very well, very well. And those are my two big concerns, so John, you can
jump in. I haven't talked to those folks since this came through, so I need to talk to them about a couple of different issues.
Okay.
One of them, we're looking for an indemnification agreement in the event that certain matters occurred that we needed to be protected. That's one of the most surprising. We lost the one agreement, we haven't finished up yet.
Okay.
I'll find that out in the next day or two. We'll go from there.
Okay.
Does anybody else have any questions regarding this? If not, I might suggest that maybe we consider and I'll make the motion that we adopt the contract pending Solicitor Yost's review.
I would ask if it would be possible to allow me to move forward with scheduling a meeting with them. I'm shooting for next Monday or Tuesday at this point. Just giving current funding round cycles, we could be needing to consider one, if not two, resolutions to the second meeting in January.
We could review it pretty quickly tomorrow, John.
Yeah, well, I don't think having a meeting with them is going to make any difference.
They may not be able to meet with you until the contract's signed.
I think they will.
I can't speak for them, but if I were a consultant, I would.
A lot of this happens.
Yeah, I
think it's
happening to what we talked about tonight, too.
One other related issue there, if you want to wait to make the motion on that.
Well, I you're not certain whether or not we can move forward with the meeting with or without the contract being signed.
I think at this point, just given current funding round cycles, we want to get things in place as quickly as possible so that we have adequate time to, look at costs for different project components, determine how we're going to be structuring the asks, and then get those applications in. So in terms of whether or not they'll move forward without a signed contract, I don't know. But I would be hopeful that we could at least have this meeting next week.
So what if you would reach out to them tomorrow just to see if they're willing to move forward, or if not, when they would need to have that way, John.
I think we can have that resolved within a few days.
Okay. I can certainly check some tomorrow too.
So there's a motion on the table to approve subject to final solicitor review, and I'll second that motion.
Did you have any more comments, John?
Yeah, we're done with that motion.
Okay. Justin is seconding. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And that motion carries.
Okay. Related matter there. They are a subsidiary of a larger engineering firms and whatever else they do. And they have some individuals there that are attorneys that have done work in Erie Township, mostly on land development issues, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And they've asked if the board would grant them a waiver of any potential conflict between the person that does that work and the work we're done with us. They're not
conflict. They've got 4 or 5 different companies under their umbrella.
Particularly wrong with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in favor of granting that waiver.
Do we need to make a motion?
Yeah, I'd like to have it approved so that I can contact and say, yes, we dealt with that issue and vote grant the waiver.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to offer a waiver to, is it to a company specifically or to the whole umbrella or how do you want to handle it?
It's to this firm, which is a subsidiary of, they don't want to have a contract because the parent company has people that have done mitigation action against us.
Are they going to change all off the departments?
I don't think there would be anything between the two. We talked about the Chinese wall. My experience with the Chinese wall has violated more than a time.
Well, it's there.
But no.
And required to be there.
Well, we've granted this waiver a number of law firms in the past.
Yeah.
I wouldn't raise it if we hadn't done that before because of the difference. Bond counsel sometimes, does work for us, but also they've got other people that have done other things. I wouldn't recommend it, but I think we're just
okay. All
right. So we need to vote.
So do you want to read
it? Yes, I'll make a motion that we waive any potential conflict that would be created with Griffin representing us.
Anyone like to second that?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you for mentioning that, John. The next item on the agenda, request to implement a seasonal pay scale for a special school police crossing guard for the duration of the AFSCME contract. Chris, are you handling this in
the floor? I can. Request on the part of the police department to set the rates for school crossing guards under the AFSCME contract, which was approved at the end of the last meeting. Starting salary would be $12.68 an hour for 2019, 2020, and 2021. And for returning school crossing guards, they would get a 2.5% increase over the 2018 wage for 19, a 2.75% increase in 2020 and a 3% increase in 2021. It should be noted, though, that 50% of the salary is reimbursed to the township from the school district.
Does anyone have any questions?
I have a comment. I didn't know that paid for that position.
You're going to sign up tomorrow.
I did this for free when I was in grade school.
You too. I'll make the motion that the request to implement the special school police pay scale is hereby approved. Do I have a second? All those in favor?
Can I raise one question there? Now that the school district agreed to this, also, do we know? Should that be subject to the school district's concerns?
I would make an amendment to the motion subject to the school district's concerns. I'm not sure.
And I don't know either, right? So we ought to consider that.
That's a good idea. Do we need to open it up again and amend that the motion we just approved? Would only carry, assuming the school district would approve the same thing.
Yes.
Right. Would anyone like to second that motion I just made? Thank you, Mark. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you for mentioning that. All right, now it's time for correspondence. I'll start with Mr. Reardon, I think.
Aye.
Mr. Reardon? I have nothing to say. Mr.
Reardon?
Mr. And we'll start down on the end. Tom, I saw some winter weather today, Tom.
Yep, we have a couple of those in my brain that strike out of the
morning. Anything else for tonight?
That's all I have tonight.
Anything from the library, Jeff?
Nope.
No. Matt?
Just a couple of quick items. We continue to work on our transition plan for the Parks and Recreation Department's move to this building. The duration of the community center project. In addition, we're continuing to work on all the planning for the operation of the park system, our bicycle and pedestrian trail, our special events series through the year next year, as well as our child care program that we operate out of the school district properties. Also wanted to report to the board that the construction and bidding documents for the project are about 80% complete. We did a page-by-page review today, and I provided a lot of input. It was a very good session that lasted all day today. And the team is still aiming for late January, early February bidding for the project. So I just kind of wanted to bring the board up to speed. In addition, the interior finishes are displayed downstairs. So if any of the board members would like a personal tour, I can certainly bring you down there to run you through that as well, because we do need to get those back to the consultant here within about a week or so.
Matt, how are you and the staff going to be reaching out to the community just to let them know where the programs are going to be and how, what they can do during this time?
Sure. We'll be doing much of our outreach through our website, through the Parks and Recreation tab, much like we currently do. And certainly our special events will be getting that information out on various social media as well. So.
Of course, Jill can help out wherever needed to put that in the email blast. Thank you.
Matt, your eyes look a little red.
Yeah. Contacts are tired.
It was a long day, I'm sure.
It was.
Yeah. So it went well, hopefully.
It did. It went great.
Good.
Just really impressed with the team that's been put together, and just the commitment and the passion that's been going into this on a daily basis has been amazing. So today it kind of all came together. We reviewed basically all the trades. Plumbing, mechanical, HVAC, the whole kit and caboodle there. So
yeah.
It was a very detailed review, and I think it was worthwhile. I think the more we head off now, the less we have to deal with joint construction and hopefully reducing change orders and those types of issues as we move forward. So it's been a great great team effort.
Yeah, great.
Thanks for
all
your hard work.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you for the reappointment.
Chris?
I do have an update just really quickly with the public record. If you recall at the last meeting, I did provide an update on this meeting with PPNL that we were scheduled to have an update this week. We did meet with them on Wednesday morning. They did alert us that they are still working through the planning process, and I was involved in that meeting as well, and Jill. And so there's still more to report. They did give us some small details on some things that they're looking at. Nothing has been finalized. One thing that they did note is that the polling question that we've been talking about for the last several weeks would be moved 11 feet back off of where its current site is situated at the corner of Sand Hill Road and Forest Avenue. There is a 16-week lead time for the construction of the new pole. What they're telling us is that they're proposing or will propose a reduction in the circumference of that pole from 8 feet to 4 feet, and the pedestal that it currently sits on is maybe 6 inches lower than the existing one that's on the corner. I think Matt's confident that it addresses a lot of the site distance issues that are in that intersection and is a suitable location, still remaining within PPNL's right of way. At this point, they're evaluating the entire project. They're looking at it from soup to nuts. They're still trying to get a handle on some costs and things that are associated with it. They do want to come back to us on February 7th, and certainly we'll make a report to the board on the 12th meeting. So hopefully we'll have a few more details than what I have provided this evening at that point.
Madam Chairman, I just wanted to say, and I think I speak on behalf of the five of us, that it continues to be our hope and our desire that these transmission lines can ultimately be placed underground.
Whenever possible.
Yeah, whenever possible.
Which is possible to do this whole project underground.
Right.
And I agree with you, Mark. And I think you just said that on the record.
Yeah, so I think we speak in uniformity on that openly.
Chris, thank you for...
You're very welcome. The only other point that I wanted to make on that topic is also that they are continuing to have discussions with the Penn State Hershey Medical Center also. They didn't say that there was any fruit coming from that discussion at this point, but you know they're still trying to work with them as well. So maybe they'll have some additional details for us on the 7th.
Great.
Now I'd like to make a motion for the approval of accounts payable of $319,481.15 and payroll of $337,596.35. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Mr. Moyer seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
And now it's time for our final visitor and public comments section. If anybody would like to address the board, please feel free to make your way to the podium, and we ask you to try to keep your comments to 3 minutes or less. Okay. Hi, Mr. Gamble.
Congratulations, everybody, on your new assignments, and I assure you we'll all be looking forward to seeing good outcomes. Rick, welcome to the meeting. We missed you last time you voted. We voted on the budget, and I'd like for future reference if you could tell us how you would have voted on the budget.
I would have voted for the budget.
Okay, so we know for next time. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Gamble. Anyone else?
The direct question.
Lindsay Drew, 73 Carousel Circle. I just wanted to make a request, if possible, that when posting the agenda for meetings, if the capability is there to link any of the documents. I think from a public consumption perspective, for things with consulting agreements and other material documents, when they're not bound by confidentiality, it would be nice to be able to review those online ahead of the meeting, so that if there were any public comment to make before the vote, so if that could be considered, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Anyone else? Hearing and seeing none, I will make a motion for adjournment. A second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you all for coming, and happy New Year. We look forward to seeing you all back here in a couple of weeks. Yeah.